The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Jessica joins us today for Am I Wrong? Hi, Jessica.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
It's going okay.
Hi.
I'm halfway into my coffee, so it's getting better.
Yeah.
What? How's it going with you? Not so good, huh? Who are you arguing with?
My husband.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I really want to send our son to private school.
Okay.
But my husband feels pretty strongly that he needs to continue with public.
Why do you want to send your kid to private school other than the fact that it's awesome?
Well, there's that for sure. But basically, he is having issues there. I mean, the kids are mean. The teachers aren't as quality, I would say, because they have to spend a lot of their time helping clear up problems.
Right.
I mean, kids.
Yeah.
The crime rate in the school, things get stolen. I mean, he'll come home and he won't even have his lunchbox anymore. Or, God forbid, I would send him with a phone or an iPod or something. I don't even think it would come back.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
It's just, I my gut feeling as a mom is it's more than shady. It's not going to make him be the best human and adult that he can be.
God, so you want him, you feel he'll be safer and get a better education at a private school?
Absolutely.
All right. So what's your husband's problem?
Well, you know, money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There, right.
Of course.
Right. I definitely did my research and I brought him an idea of a school that's really good and, you know, pretty affordable considering how much private schools are.
Right.
Right.
I mean, and what do you love more, money or your child?
Exactly.
Right. Okay. Hang on one sec. What's your husband's name, Jessica?
Henry.
Henry? Okay, hey, let's call Henry and find out why he's being so selfish.
Hello?
Henry.
Yes.
How you doing, man?
I'm okay. Who is this?
Henry, my name is Mark Kay, and I'm here with Megan.
Hey, Henry.
And also, we have your wife, Jessica, on the phone. Fun fact.
Hi.
Fun fact.
Hey, babe. What is this? What's going on?
Oh, sorry. We should probably tell you that we host the Big 8 Morning Mass on 95.1 WAPE, a very entertaining and highly popular radio morning show.
Very elaborate explanation.
Yeah.
Hey, Henry, Jessica kind of told us that you were having an issue whether or not to send your son to private school. She really wants to. You really don't. She kind of wants to know. Go ahead.
I don't know why we're talking about this on the radio.
Right. Well, because apparently your private conversations weren't doing it for her. So we're going to have a public one now.
Okay.
What's your beef with private school? Why don't you think it's a better choice for your son?
We're just not private school people. I mean, I don't know. I just don't necessarily agree with the idea. I mean, we pay taxes for schools, for everything. I mean, it's something that we not really get free because we pay for it, but we kind of get it free. You know, it's there. I think he'll be fine. You know, I went to public school. Jessica went to public school. Our parents went to public school. I mean, we all turned out fine. I've seen more problems from kids coming out of private school, I think, than I have public school. I think that's, you know, public school, at least they just deal with real world problems.
I mean, Megan and I went to public school, which is why I send my kids to private school.
Why? Because we're doing so terrible in life.
I
feel like it just depends on the person.
Right. We'll just use that extra money to buy the things that we need to replace when they're stolen. Or maybe we could give them karate for like some self-defense classes.
All right. Hang on one second, you two. 340-9595. Common debate between parents. Who's right? Who's wrong? WAPE, good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Caroline.
Hey, Caroline, what's your take? What do you think?
Oh, my God. You know what? I grew up in the public school system, and my husband has, and that right there, just from my own experience, my education stunk in Florida. I tell you right now, I was new. If I ever had a kid, I will send her or him to a private school.
Yeah.
And I would work 2-3 jobs to do it. And you know what? My child does go to one. She's 8 years old. And what a difference. You can walk into a school, and it's calm, controlled. The teachers, they're not spoiled brats. Those teachers don't allow it.
Right.
You know, I guess some private schools might be a little bit different.
Yeah.
mine goes to St. John's Country Day in Clay County.
Yeah.
And what a difference when you can have 3-year-olds to 18-year-olds and not know it.
And I'll tell you what, I have, because my kids go to a private school, and that's a choice my wife and I made, but I know a lot of parents who, for whatever reason, took their kids out, put them in public school, and within weeks, they were right back in private school.
Well, yeah, you probably can't go from that to that.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah.
It's like when you fly first class, you never want to fly coach again. Elaine, you've never flown first class. More anything? More everything!
Seinfeld,
yeah. Okay, good. Elaine, speaking of which, from Arlington, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Great, Elaine. What do you want to say?
Well, I definitely agree with the wife, just because this is a different time. You know, this is a different time, different era when we all went to school and, you know, things were different. And we made that the same decision for our children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my husband and I both went to public school and, you know, we turned out okay, sort of thing. But, you know, it's an individual decision. We did that for our children, and it was the best decision we ever made. We made sacrifices
because
of the financial situation, but that's what you do for your kids. And
that's right.
I feel that they got a little bit better education. The class sizes seem to be a little bit smaller, and you don't have as much of those issues because they do, you know, be in a private school. They're allowed to, you know, not accept certain, you know, people if they
correct.
Got serious issues.
Or you know, if there's like an issue, like, yeah, if there's like a problem child.
Or some things like that.
Yeah, they'll throw that problem child out too. They don't have any qualms.
Yeah. So I definitely agree with the mom, and, you know, she has that gut feeling. You got to go with it. And the
thing
that she was saying is just totally unacceptable, not coming home with things and, you know, child not feeling secure there. So.
Right. Plus, later on in high school when they party, like, it's top shelf liquor, not the cheap stuff that we all drink in.
Is it?
In
how
public
do you know?
School. I mean, that's what I hear.
I was like,
that's what I'm assuming. Like, I went to public school, and I had to drink, like, you know, well stuff. It was horrible.
Just whatever you steal from your parents.
Oh, yeah. My dad, like, I stole a Milwaukee's Best from my dad. Now they've got, like, you know, microbrews. Anyway. Hey, Lenore, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, Lenore. What did you want to say?
Basically, I went to private school all of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I have 2 daughters right now that are in public school.
Okay.
They went through grade school in a private Catholic school, and I think they gained some great skills.
Great. Okay.
But it starts in the home. It starts in the home, and after that, I sent them to public school, and they did wonderful. There's great programs. You have to learn diversity, and public school definitely gives it to you. So, for me, it was wonderful to send them to public school after middle school. But elementary, they did go to private.
So you sent them to private to give them, like, the base, and then you sent them to public for, like, high school?
Yes, sir, I did.
All right. That's a good idea,
that's
too.
That's interesting.
That's a good idea,
they
too.
They did a really good job. They did really, and one's in an early college program. She'll get her AA before she graduates in 2019.
That's awesome.
So there's, but it starts in the home.
That is true.
You have to give them that basis also.
That's true. And that's why my kids are so good, because the home is so amazing and the parents are awesome.
Well, I agree with that, though.
Oh, sorry. Thanks for...
I agree with that, though.
Yeah.
I think, like, if your home is good, then you'll be a good kid. Like, I'm a good kid. I went to public school. I'm not a kid so much anymore, but you know what I mean.
And define good. I'd like to...
I am. I don't do anything bad. I don't do drugs.
Anymore. This is ever since that mandatory drug testing the company put in place. Danielle, good morning. How are you?
Hey.
Hi.
I was calling because I went to private school my entire life. All my friends went to public school. And my parents made sacrifices, so I didn't always get to do what I wanted or what my friends got to do. But at the end of the day, when I went to go to college classes and everything, I was in standard classes when I was in private school. All of my friends were in honors classes and public school, and I was getting better grades than they were in college, and they didn't know things that I knew in being in a standard class.
Right,
and
like proper English and stuff like that.
You know, exactly.
Yeah.
But it really helped me. I mean, I had no problem getting a job. My first job, I started out at $10 an hour. I never worked minimum wage. And so it really opened a lot of doors for me.
Yeah.
And I didn't really like it when I was there because I had to wear the uniforms and stuff like that. But now I'm definitely thankful to my parents because I see how it helped me in the long run.
No, you're absolutely right. And that's the other thing about private school, too. It's not just what you know, it's who you know. Because I had a I had a good friend who basically like lived in poverty to send his kid to Bowles.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason was because his friends at Bowles were filthy rich and their dads like own all the banks in town. And then when he graduated college, like his best friend's dads hired him to be like a stockbroker the day out of college because they knew him all his life.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you build that connection.
That's actually
too.
More important than what you know.
It's true.
Who you know.
It's true. Yeah, what you know, it's all about who you know.
It really is.
And who you have sex with. Hey, wait, what? Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.